What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, and we are going through Genesis. We're on the last part of chapter 33. I guess technically we are. Esau. Esau's mentioned in this one, but it is the last part of the Esau and the Jacob saga. And so now we are about to move on from that into some pretty tough stuff. But before we get on to that, man, let's talk about how Jacob is like his father, like his grandfather before him, and he adheres to the promise. He does the thing which he said he was going to do if God did what he said he was going to do, proving God, because God said he's going to do it. Won't he do it? Anyway, if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and read Genesis chapter 33, 16 through 20. And if you haven't, then we'll go ahead and we'll jump onto it. And we will, I'm sorry, if you, I got a little text on my phone here, or my watch here, and it got me all confused. Sorry about that, guys. Apologize. But anyway, so if you haven't checked it out yet, go ahead and check out and see what it has to say. Stop the tape, read it, come back, and we'll answer the questions. But if you have already read it, man, let's not get any more disruptions like we just had with this phone. Let's go ahead and just start. Let's just go ahead and start. Anyway, what is this scripture talking about? What is it actually saying? Well, it says that Esau went back to his house, and then it says Jacob stopped in Sukkot, built a little shelter for his animals. And then that's why they call it Sukkot. I think that's a little bit about because of the fact that he was talking to Esau and they wanted to show that he wasn't lying, that he wasn't just not trying to hang out with Esau. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I just don't want to kick it with my brother, so I'm just going to tell him a lie. But no, it was because he actually was, the animals were weak, the children were feeble. And so that's why he stopped in Sukkot for a little bit and built some tents and hung out there for a while. But after that, it said he goes back home, and the promise that God had made to him has been fulfilled, because it says that he is living in the land of Canaan again. So that the promise of God was made true. It says after that, that he also built an altar. And it says that he built an altar and he called it there El Elohe Israel. So what is this saying about God? What is this saying about God? Well, he's faithful to his promise. We see that he has done the thing which he said he was going to do. He has made it. He has arrived. He has come home. Jacob is back in the land where he was born and the place where his father was promised. He's back home. What does this say about man? Well, it also says that we should be faithful to our oaths. Remember at Bethel, whenever Jacob said to God that if he does all these things, then he will be a God to him. Well, this is the fulfillment of that. It says that he has erected this altar and he has called the place El, the God of Israel. So he has formally announced this thing and he has placed an altar there in commemorance of it so that we would know that Yahweh is the God of Israel. Yeah, he's faithful, man. He did that which he said he was going to do. But it can also be, again, I don't want to rule this out because I believe this is true as well, is the fact that because God has proved himself to be a God to him, then he has named the place that God of Israel, because he says he is the God of Israel and I want others to know. Man, that's a powerful thing. And so and for us as well, it's not only just to be faithful to our oaths, but also that we would be letting everybody know that this is a powerful thing for God to be a God of his people, that God would be a God of his people. I probably should have put that on what's this being said about God, because he is a God of his people. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of Paul. He is your God if you allow him to be placed over your life. And so that goes to application. I know it's kind of short today, but this is probably the most application, the most important application that can be done. It is, who is the God of your life? Who is in charge? Who's the boss? Who's on the throne? Who is the king? Who is in control? Who is sovereign over your life? May it be God. May it be Yahweh. May it be said of you that it is the God of you, that he is in control and over your life, the one who dictates and rules. As we've seen by the stories of the patriarchs so far, how powerful God is and how faithful to keep his promise. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.